Welcome back to the Ravencast, hosted by myself, Mike Holt. During the game against Stafford Town, we thought it was a really good idea to do a live podcast straight from the bowl so everyone can sample the atmosphere, some interviews from individuals within the club, and most importantly, our fans. First up, pre-match, we have some individuals within the club.
I'm joined here by SCR man manager, Chris Bass. Chris, first home competitive game last week, obviously got a win. Second one today, Stafford Town. Firstly, just how important was that to see the fans down there last week, you know, the whole atmosphere and everything?
I think the fans are extremely important for the progress of the football club. And what I do like about it is we seem to be getting a fan base that aren't necessarily connected with the other local clubs in the island because it's something new, which is good because then it's not occupying or taking, you know, fans from other clubs, which is also pretty good for Manx football. But yeah, in terms of having fans down here, it's massive. It really is massive. Make as much noise as you can. But yeah, let's try and get 2,500 down here 1 week, maybe 3,000. We'll see.
And last time we spoke on the podcast, obviously you mentioned about how big it was. You know, has anyone spoke to you after the game in terms of the whole match day and coming down to the bowl and experience everything? Have you had some sort of conversations with fans as well?
Yeah, now that this is up and running and we're playing home games, everywhere you go, you know, if you're going to work or you're going into the bakery or, you know, people want to know, you know, how you're getting on and you've done well and who you're playing this week. There is a real buzz about the place, and hopefully as we go back to the fans, that will grow in time.
And obviously Stafford Town today, I think they're 4 points behind us in the league.
They're 4 points behind us, but they had a terrific result last week against Abbey Hay, who are a good 8 points in front of us. So they're nobody's mugs, if you like. Yeah. So it'll be a tough game. It could be as exciting as last week, but as long as the result's the same, then I'm happy with that.
Joined by head of football, Paul Jones. Jonesy, obviously had great crowd down last week. Great numbers again. How much are you looking forward to today?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, it seems like we've got healthy ticket sales again tonight. The weather's played its part again by stopping raining, so no excuses for people not to come down here. And lads, after a really great performance last Saturday, and then obviously did very well through the midweek and pushed themselves into the promotion place, or certainly not automatic, playoff places, then yeah, it's another chance to take a step forward again tonight, isn't it? So yeah, very much looking forward to it.
And Stafford Town, obviously, really good team. A couple of points behind us in the league. What sort of expectation are you going to have off them today? Look like quite a tall team.
Yeah, they'll be good. They'll be good. You know, there was a stat out on the league Twitter feed yesterday about how many players everyone's used over the season, and lots of teams have used lots of players, and Stafford are no different to that, but. You know, they'll be a good, strong team. They're in the position they are in the league for a reason. And we may have played a game or two less than them, but they're around us. And these are the sort of teams that we need to be beating if we're serious about, you know, being promotion candidates. So it is a big game. It'll be really tough. It'll be very different to Tuesday. You know, St Martin's, unfortunately for them, have been a bit of a whipping boys this season. So whether it's home or away, they've been playing. But, yeah, they're going to have to switch on, you know, the Brockton were fourth from bottom, St Martin's were bottom, and then these guys are right up around us, and it'll be really tough, and the lads will have to step up a little bit.
And last time we spoke, you spoke about how the match day feels, a massive thing. Have people come up to you in the week and spoke about how they enjoyed the game last week?
Very much so, yeah. It's been great feedback, especially from people that have never been to football before or never been to a local game of football. And, you know, we're not trying to compete with the local football market, you know, where we're trying to complete it, and they're trying to bring people into football that wouldn't normally. And loads of people have said to me they came just on a spec and they bought tickets for tonight because they enjoyed it so much. So that's really heartening, and hopefully we can turn them into supporters of the club in the long term, and they bring other people along as well. So feedback's been great. Yeah, it's not perfect. You know, no match day experience is going to be perfect. We're not going to keep everyone happy, but it seems to be that the majority walked away happy with the experience and the result, and hopefully we can do the same again today.
I'm joined by Vice Chairman Les Nicol. Les, thank you so much for coming down and doing a little podcast for us as well. First home game, competitive home game last week, second one today. How much did you enjoy seeing the fans down last week, and how much are you looking forward to it today?
You've no idea what a buzz I got from it. It's been 2-3 years in the making since the very first chat in Cycle 360 over a coffee, and for it to actually happen last week, I'll be honest with you, I had goosebumps and I actually had butterflies in my stomach. Mad. I went to the Champions League final in Madrid with watch Liverpool. I didn't get butterflies in my stomach, but I did last week. It's a brilliant man.
Yeah. And we touched on it last week with Bassi and Raj and those guys, that how important the fans coming down is, you know. Did you see that last week with, you know, the atmosphere in the ground, getting behind the lads? Did you see that, and how much do you want to see that again today?
Yeah, definitely made a difference. I think everybody will agree. We weren't superb. We weren't brilliant in the first half. I think the occasion maybe got to the players a little bit. But randomly, I think it then boosted them in the second half. And when they got behind them, and there's no denying when that first goal went in, it was almost sucked into the back of the net. Like, you know, and even before the game last week, when you saw the queues outside, it was like going the match. It was like, you know, going to a proper big game of football. It's such a buzz, and it's important. It's massively important. Talking to the guys, the way they all celebrated after the game, and knowing that as well, they get a buzz from it, and they're all going, wow, I love that, one another slice of that. And it'd be so good for the community, the island, to just get around. We're great at stuff like this on the Isle of Man, and we need to keep doing it.
And obviously Stafford Town today, big game, just looking at their team coming in here, quite a tall team. Four points behind us in the league before this game's obviously played. Any score predictions or anything for today, or do you think this will be a really tough game?
I think it will, yeah. I met the guys off the plane this morning, late morning, when they came in, and one thing that struck me, they're quite a youngish team as well. They all seem to be, maybe early 20s, mid-20s, so they're going to be fit as anything, and that's important down here at the Bowl. Obviously, we don't know too much about them, but they're obviously going to be very close to us. I'll take a 1-0 off somebody's backside in the 90th minute, as long as we win. But yeah, a nice 2-0 maybe, but do me.
Joined here by Gary Waitman, obviously very well known and popular role within the FC Alman. Gary, obviously you follow the club away, home, you come to the trainings obviously very early in the morning, and all weathers you're coming down and, you know, taking photos of the boys. Just wanted to know how you found the journey of FC Alman so far.
I've enjoyed it. I'm not sure about popular with everybody. Ask Michael Williams about that. Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been a bit of a hard slog, but the dedication of the players has been phenomenal. You know, as you say, we've been down training 6:30 a.m. almost every week, twice a week nearly now, and in all weathers. The turnout's been spectacular. And again, with the trips across, I mean, I saw somewhere on the North West Counties website, we've done over 4,000 miles now in travelling, and That's been hard work, you know, for players. But, you know, I mean, it's fairly easy for me. I'm just sat on my bum taking photos during the game and they're running around. So, but, you know, it's just been brilliant. It's been a fantastic journey.
And obviously, last week we had our first home competitive game. Today's the second one. How much are you looking forward to today? Obviously, the atmosphere is brilliant last week. Expecting great numbers again today. How much are you looking forward to that?
Oh, it's fantastic. The atmosphere last week was brilliant. I mean, the roar when we scored our equaliser was fantastic. I was chatting to somebody in the street last week, and they were up at Ballycomeen Stores and heard it. So, yeah, hopefully we can get the same again this week. You know, if we can get regular support, it'd be fantastic for the lads, you know. Yeah.
And obviously within your role, you know, taking the pictures and capturing those moments is so important for people that can't be here as well. People love seeing that sort of content. How great is it for, you know, that sort of role, to have the people down and capturing those moments?
Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, the emotional side of it is fantastic. I mean, you know, when people actually lose it, when they score, they're the best moments to catch. You know, it's great catching, you know, the actual shot and everything. But when people, the raw emotion comes out. I mean, even last week when Jack McVeigh actually celebrated when he scored last week, which is, trust me, a very rare event. The atmosphere's got to help that. You know, if that's getting the lads really G'd up, and that, you know, the release of scoring last week was just fantastic.
I'm joined by Steve Burns, head of media for FC Isle of Man. Burnsy, first competitive home game down here last week, second one today against Stafford. From a media side of things, can you just give us a bit of how much hard work does go in from everyone involved?
It's massive. I mean, you're part of the team, Mike. You've kindly hosted our podcast, and you're here today to record this podcast. This week's a little bit quieter. Last week all the hype, first home game, and we had such massive, it wasn't just on the day, it was in the weeks leading up to it, because we had BBC, ITV, we've got a partnership with Greenlight, so they do a fantastic in-house thing for us. We've got our social media team, we've got you, as we say, on the podcast, and I'm basically, my job is to try and pull it all together, and I try and write a bit of copy in between.
Yeah.
This week it's a lot easier, and because last week we also had 442 magazine here, and we also had The Athletic, probably the biggest sports website in the world. They came and did a big piece on us, which they're publishing tomorrow. So we had a lot of people to look after last week. This week's a little bit quieter. It'll probably just be the local press, Alamann Newspapers and Manx Radio, who are doing a fantastic job for us as well.
And how great is it to have people like 442, The Athletic, BBC and everyone getting involved and promoting FC Alamann? That must help massively.
Oh, it's been amazing. Simon Hughes from The Athletic's been wanting to do a piece on us for ages. And even last season, that was before the season got curtailed because of COVID. So yeah. As soon as he found out about the first home game, he was on to us. Can I come over? Of course you can. You know, that sort of thing. Same with Chris at 442. It's been brilliant. And we've had so much interest from around the world. Last night we found out that an Italian journalist had done a piece on us last year. He did a big feature on the club with Paul Jones being the focus. And he actually won an award last night for that piece of writing. So we've been in touch with him overnight. And just to congratulate him, it's been brilliant. We've had a Greek publication of... did a piece on us last year, and the German version of 442, obviously. Yeah. So we're all around the world. So it's really, really good. We've been absolutely knocked sideways by it, and now we just have to keep that going. And the more good results we get, the closer we get to promotion and so on, or get to the playoffs, then there'll be more interest.
And obviously, you've been on this journey from the very, very start. The fans down here last week was incredible. A lot of numbers, and we're expecting a very similar thing today. How important is it to have the fans down here?
Amazing. We had 2,000 fans here last week, and the atmosphere was just absolutely electric. The noise when Jack equalised was just phenomenal. I've been in this stadium when we've had fairly big crowds, 2,000-3,000 with FAE Interleague finals and so on. But there was nothing like that last week. It was just phenomenal. And as you know, we want the fans to come here every week. We want them to be our 12th man. We've got our social media teams who are also, it's the fans that are setting it up. That's nothing to do with us. That's just the fans setting it up, and that's brilliant. And they're right behind us. And long may it continue.
Delighted to be joined by Rob Pritchard from Manx Radio. Rob, from obviously the outsider's point of view, you know, FC Alamann being set up here on the island, the match day feel, all the fans coming down, you know, how great has it been to see this?
I think it's been excellent to see from an outside perspective, purely because obviously if you look at all the disruption that we as an island and everywhere over the world has had to face over the last 18 months, to have something like this now when restrictions are gradually starting to ease and hopefully they'll ease a little more over the future. From a sporting fan's perspective, there's always been a fantastic sporting following on the island, no matter what you're involved with. But when you look around the stadium, as you do tonight, I know you can't see this through the microphone, of course, but to see this amount of engagement in the project, considering the challenges as well, looking at how FC Alamann have had to deal with all the disruption, the fact of having to play so many games away from home, the financial challenges, the logistical challenges that will have naturally come with that, to see it starting to come to life. Hopefully this is the start of a longer journey from FC Alamann's perspective, but looking from the outside, it's great to see that those pieces are coming together.
And in terms of having the fans down, obviously, you know, COVID's over with now, we can enjoy the fans coming down. Last week we had a great attendance, same thing today as well. You know, how important will it be for external parties to sort of recognise what they're trying to do, you know, the football club are trying to do for the community as well?
There's a good chance that it will definitely expand the brand of the football club, but also to the, as you say, not just the Manx community, but looking across as well. You know, when you're facing teams from the likes of the UK, that they start to get an impression as to what we're doing. All you have to do, for example, when we faced Brockton last weekend, when FC Alamann faced Brockton last weekend, all you had to do was look at the reaction they made on their own social media channels. They described the Isle of Man as an incredibly friendly place. Everyone at FC Isle of Man, the fans, fans. They found it was a special atmosphere, and they actually said themselves it could be a tough place for other teams to come. So clearly it's made a good first impression, and from an FC Alabama perspective, I imagine it's a case of trying to keep that up now.
And as mentioned at the start, we were delighted to get hold of some fans live at the bowl to get their thoughts on the match day and the game itself. With a confirmed attendance of 1,811 people there, firstly listen up to the crowd that we got an extract from. Next we'll hear from Andy, John and Gordon on their thoughts as the fans' perspective.
Delighted to be joined by Andy, who's done a great job in setting up one of the socials and the Ravens 12th man. So, Andy, obviously you've been going home and away following the Ravens. How much has it meant to you to follow the team, and how much have you enjoyed it?
Well, it's massive, absolutely massive. It's the biggest thing in Manx football ever. You know, it's been talked about for years, and then it's eventually here, and I can't believe the work that's obviously gone in on behind the scenes to make it happen. But for me personally, I'm lucky that my partner loves it as well, so we're able to go away, and I think we've been to 8 or 9 games now away. Obviously last week was fantastic, but going to the away games, it's been properly special because we've been able to watch the guys gel and build and grow as a team and start to sort of work together, whereas it was a little bit awkward at first, and obviously it's taken a few games to get into that, but you can see it evolving as you go. You know, every week it's better and better and better, but yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, and obviously FC Alman's obviously about the community and everything, so when we had the first home competitive game last week, we've got the second one today. In terms of atmosphere, how have you found the atmosphere as a fan? And obviously you've set up the Ravens 12th man as well. Do you think that's really helped with, you know, build a community feel?
Well, what I thought was important was that when we first started to sort of go to the away games and first started to sort of heavily get involved, I mean, I've always been behind it, you know. But I felt that the FC Alaman supporters page, because it was members only, you couldn't share any posts, so you couldn't go public with it.
Yeah.
So I felt that it was important that we did something that we could put out to everybody, you know, and sort of try and build something. Because only having it within that sort of close-knit community, I understand the reasons it was done like that. Obviously, there's, you know, from way back when it was first up, that's completely fine. But to be able to get something out to the public, yes, there's a little bit of negativity somewhere. You're always going to get that. But in the whole, it's been fantastically positive. You know, 99.9% of everything that we've done has been positive. But just to be part of it is fantastic, you know, and to try and add something. I sat down with Paul and said, look, this is what I'm thinking as from the fans' experience point of view. I mean, I've travelled all over Europe watching Liverpool, you know, years and years and years. But just to try and bring a little bit of that here, and last week it was just magical. It was absolutely magical. It couldn't have been better. Yes, you know, it would have been better if it was 8-0, of course it would, but it's never going to happen like that, and 3 points is all it was important. If it would have, the winner would have gone in off somebody's arse in the last seconds, it would have been just the same 3 points. But yeah, fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Big props to everybody involved.
And obviously the match day feels a massive thing here now. We're having the home games, you know, everyone's been longing for this so much. And have you had conversations with people, you know, other fans about how great it is to see people coming here wearing the hats, you know, the scarves, the shirts, and that community feel? You know, has everyone spoke about the match day feel?
Yeah, it's sort of taken over my life now. I mean, I squeeze work in between it all. But yeah, just out and about every day talking to people, trying to drum up enthusiasm. But yeah, that the whole thing is growing. You can feel it growing. But it's a big wheel that's in motion now, and it's starting to move slowly and gather pace. But yeah, I talk to people all the time in the builders merchants and things like that, where people say, oh, I didn't go on Saturday night, but I'm definitely going this week. And I mean, I don't know obviously how many tickets are sold tonight, but I heard the other day that was just under 1100. But obviously the Manx thing is, it'll all happen in the last 2 days, won't it? So yeah.
And Stafford Town today, obviously a really tough game. Any score predictions?
I don't do score predictions. All I'm saying is that we're going to win. My head says we're going to win comfortably, but my heart says who knows. But yeah, 3 points is what is important. But yeah, they're a good side. They look a good outfit. They've had some good results, very similar to us, the last six games form. But they had a good result last week against Abbey Hay, who are a good outfit as well.
Enjoy the game, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much. Cheers, mate.
Okay, so I'm joined by some FC Armagh fans, John and Gordon. Lads, game against Stafford Town, have you enjoyed it so far?
Been a good game so far, I think. Isle of Man are all over them. They've had one go from a set piece, but otherwise it's all one way.
Yeah, it's been a good game. Mostly playing on the other side of the field and bring it this side next half.
And obviously coming down, this is our second home game that we've had here. How much you've enjoyed coming down to the bowl and experiencing some live football?
It's great. It's obviously a good standard on the island. I think it's nice bringing, we brought our sons down. It's family friendly, which is great. Long may it continue,
Yeah, it's only been our second game now. We ever come to a football match and we're enjoying it thoroughly. Yeah. It's been good stuff.
The match ended with a 6-2 victory to FC Isle of Man as the Ravens are flying high. We managed to get hold of hat-trick hero Sean Doyle, man of the match Adam Meelan. We also got an ending review from three more of our FC Isle of Man fans. And finally, a quick word of the gaffer.
Doyle, 6-2 win over Stafford. And the fans have been singing your name, that you're on fire. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, honestly, it's actually surreal a little bit to have all these fans down here supporting us weekend. Well, the last 2 weeks anyway. But absolutely unreal. Obviously frustrating to concede the two goals, sloppy goals. And we'd been much rather winning 4-0 rather than 6-2. But it's one of them. We learn from it and build from it and we go again in Sandbach on Tuesday.
And you said there about the fans being down, over 1,800 people down. How important is it for the fans being down here supporting you boys?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Obviously, it's a very cliche to say they're the 12th man, but they are. They give us that extra last 10, 15 minutes when they're cheering, supporting everything we're doing, winning headers, winning tackles, and you hear them cheering us on. It gives you that little added bonus and that little bit extra to go the last 10 minutes.
And a hat-trick again today. More goals on fire, like I say. Few more in the next game?
Yeah, I'm obviously just like, I feel like I'm banging out a load of cliches, but a game at a time, mate, that's all we can do. But yeah, just being in the right place at the right time and hoping I can put them in the back of the net. And like I said before, it's happening at the minute. I know it's probably I'm going to go a bit dry at some point, but it's working hard for the team and hopefully it'll all happen.
Have a day. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate
Top it. Man. Joined here by man of the match, Adam Meelan. Addy, man of the match. Yeah. Well done, mate.
Yeah, it's I was saying to the boys, it was a bit nervous this morning. Wanted to get the first touch out of the way. We found out obviously midweek who was starting, blah, 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 so, which is not the norm. So it's been playing on my mind a little bit. All the boys have been amazing with me. I'm not used to this kind of stuff. I've never really played for the island since I was a kid. And it's like, yeah, no, I loved every minute of it. I've played a few away games, but never played at home. And yeah, this is unreal, mate. Unreal.
And you touched on there, playing at home. Obviously, we had the home game last week. Home game again today. How important is it to have such a great attendance down?
Oh, amazing. I think that's the buzz. That's what we thrive on, really. Like I said, we played the away games. I mean, there is the following support that we get is class, but it doesn't compare to the home games. It gets you through now when you're getting like, well, you played yourself. When you're getting tired, it that kind of buzz and kicks you through, really. And then you just thrive off it. And I think the opposition stop coming under it as well. I think, especially when we start playing the teams towards the top, I think hopefully that'll be the difference when those games get extra tight.
And your own performance, but as a team as well, you want to continue this into the next game. You must just be thriving for game after game after game. You know, confidence is building.
Yeah, definitely. You can see that in the team itself. I mean, it's a shame that we let in the couple at the end. I think that maybe just tired legs. I think maybe because we'd scored so many, I think maybe people started switching off. So we'll get there. But yeah, you can see the confidence come through the squad. We're scoring, well, I think we're one of the highest now scoring teams, maybe if not the highest. So confidence is building, definitely.
Well done, mate. Delighted to be joined with some more FC Isle of Man fans here today after the win over Stafford. Guys, how much you enjoy that today?
Yeah, it was really good, especially the last sort of 15, 20 minutes. Absolutely keeping us on the edge of our seats. But yeah, it's good, some good counter-attacks from us. But a couple of sloppy goals at the end there. I think that obviously the manager's going to be fuming about that, isn't he? But overall, really good. Good pressure in the first half. And like I said, we just took our foot off the gas a bit in the second half. But like I said, some good counters. And Sean Doyle seems to be back up to his usual self as well. Probably after that confidence win in 10-2 on St Martin. So yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And Mark, you've come all the way from the Wirral to this game. So how much have you enjoyed the occasion, coming to the bowl and sampling a bit of FC Isle of Man football?
Yeah, it's been very good. I was at the game on Tuesday, the St. Martin's game, so obviously a lot of goals there. And I also saw you at New Mills early in the season. So yeah, as I say, good coming over, seeing family and great entertainment. The third goal, the bicycle kick there, was really good finish. You hit the post a couple of times, so yeah, as I say, could have been more. So.
And Naomi, for yourself, did you enjoy that as well?
I did enjoy it, yeah. No, the weather stayed nice as well, so that's good. Yeah. Keeps us all going, and hopefully we'll have more people come next time and enjoy it.
Good turnout in the end, wasn't it? 1,800. I thought, to be honest with you, I was going to be happy if we even got half of that this week. But yeah, going near that 2,000 mark again. And I think obviously, and I didn't think there was as much advertisement this week, and maybe that was an effort from the club itself to see who would turn up, and maybe what's the point in wasting money if people are going to turn up anyway. But yeah, I think there's still a bit of work to be done there, and hopefully get some more people in. But I think the football's entertaining. There was a lot of younger people here today, which is good to see. So obviously then they'll be aspiring to want to play for the club and stuff, so I noticed that. Not as many families maybe, but it is very cold. Like, we had our three kids here last week, but we left them at home tonight because it's a bit cold. But yeah, we really enjoyed it, so good.
So I was just going to say, that was the other thing, it was a bitterly cold night, very windy. I think that would have had a natural knock on the attendance. Still, to get 1800 was really good considering how cold and windy it was. So yeah, impressed.
And obviously the team are absolutely flying at the moment. Like, the fans have been singing Sean Doyle's on fire. So do you reckon the next couple of games he'll continue to keep this goal scoring form?
Yeah, hopefully so. It's all confidence, isn't it? Especially obviously having the home games now. So keep that going. I've been really impressed with Steve Whitley, but I liked him at the start of the season as well. So he's just a really good, I love his crosses in. He's a really good winger. So yeah, he's really entertaining to watch. And also Dan Simpson for me last game as well. Really liked him. Just cut up through the middle. Doesn't seem to be able to be stopped. So good to see him on at the end there, end of the second half as well. So yeah, really happy with that. Yeah. Good.
Thank you very much. Joined by manager Chris Bass. Bassy, how'd you sort of review that one up?
Made up 6-2. It was a bit sloppy at the end, been maybe a bit of fatigue, lack of concentration, but overall I thought that we were by far the better team, and their goalkeeper had to make a good half a dozen decent saves, where probably Dean had to make one or two. So overall we're just keeping pressure on, and we look forward to Tuesday now. And we've just got to take each game as it comes. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but that's what football is, it's all about cliches. And yeah, pretty much just keep our foot on the gas and hopefully win on Tuesday.
And Adam Mealham got a man of the match performance there. You know, he looks like he's full of confidence at the moment. How did you sum up his personal performance? I thought he was brilliant tonight.
What Adam brings is he's so full of energy, and he's good with both feet. He's very tenacious in the tackle. And there's a lot of competition for places. Obviously Daniel Simpson plays out there, and Charlie Higgins plays out there, our Chris can play out there, but the thing is, when you've got a shirt in this team, you've got to hang on to it, you know, with your dear life.
And as a unit as well, I thought, especially in the first half, the lads were fluid in their football. It was really good passing. You know, maybe they got a little bit tired in the second half, but I thought first half they were superb.
Yeah, I think we are becoming a little bit more fluid with the system. They're getting used to the system, and let's not forget, you know, they're still, you know, it's the first year that they've come together, so things will improve and the football gets better, and we're starting to play some lovely football down here on the Burner Bowl.
And a special shout out for the fans that have come down here and the numbers. I think it was 1,800, maybe a little bit more, you know. Great atmosphere, you know, how again, we spoke about before how important it is, but again, you just got to reiterate that fact, haven't you?
I don't think the football and the excitement of the game would be the same without the fans. And to have 2,000 in the first week and this week just be, you know, over 1,800, maybe one week we might get 2,500, or maybe as long as we get around 1,500 to 1,600 every game, that's what makes this football team special. Yeah. And it's nice to see people coming along that aren't necessarily connected with other football clubs in the Isle of Man. That's not to say that we'd like everybody to come and watch, but it is vitally important, and the support that we get from the fans drive the players on. And you could hear them today again when the goals go in. I thought it was pretty spectacular when their goalkeeper got sent off. The reaction from the crowd, yeah. The booing. That's probably the biggest boo he's ever had in his life. But, so the fans make it for us. And let's not forget all the stewards and everybody else that helps put the games on. Nobody gets any money for this. So I think it's really important. And the charity that people give and their spare time, it's phenomenal.
And obviously the boys are full of confidence at the moment. Going into the next game, you know, just full of confidence. And is anything that you'd be looking to work on in training at all, or would you, do you just go again?
Well, if I had the finances, I'd probably buy a few shirts and and put Biscuit on the back of most of them. That's Sean Doyle's new nickname. I can't wait to see kids running around town with a Biscuit on the back of their shirts.
And just for our listeners, if you're currently not an official supporter of the club, you can still do so via our website, www.fcisleman.im, for just £20 and directly contribute to the success of the club. All the details and information on the benefits of this are on the website. We also have a range of merchandise available on the website, ranging from replica shirts, hoodies, mugs and much more. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook to keep up to date on everything FC Isle of Man. If you've enjoyed this episode, please make sure you subscribe, follow and share to be notified for future episodes.